they have a separate breakout, you know, from the plenary session that we do. And Ranger Brody Young came and talked about seated FSTs. He talked about his story and other topics that were pertinent to the TSRPs. And what Tyson has heard back is that it's been the best TSRP breakout that they've ever had associated with this conference. So that's all due to Tyson. So, Tyson's, my whole staff is just doing phenomenal things. We'll praise Ron when we get to the IT issues. So those are the past conferences. Upcoming conferences. I reported in here that John Nielsen and Peter Levitt were going to do the case law update. Obviously, that is going to have to change. I tried to talk with John yesterday when I was downtown. He wasn't in his office. When I was talking to Peter about it, he suggested Tad May as a possible replacement for him. I don't actually know Tad, but I know that John has suggested Tad in the past. So I don't know if the training committee should be the one to make that decision. I don't know. What do you think, Steve? What do you want to do?
Yeah, I'm not sure that I know who he is.
I don't
haven't
either.
Seen him present. So I can say one way or the other.
Yeah, Jeff?
Yeah, I know Tad. He was with us for a while. He's a sharp guy. I haven't met worked with him for a few years.
Yeah.
He's very sharp.
I mean, it's okay with the council. I'll just talk to
the DA's office.
Yeah. Okay. I'll talk to John and see, you know, who he would like to work with. Peter said that Tad and John are friends and they work together, so it's not like, you know, it's an unknown factor. We just got to get on this right away.
Yes.
We've had him present for us at the Advanced Trial Skills.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We will figure this out and I'll let the council know. I won't say any more than that. Tyson has volunteered to be part of the legislative update team. Since, you know, he travels and, you know, he and I travel and do the legislative updates, he wants to be part of that process from the beginning. So if that's, you know, unless there's any objection with that. I was hoping that Will was going to stay, because I don't know if Will is planning on doing it as well on the criminal side. But we'll follow up on that. Regional legislative updates, Marilyn and I will schedule those next week in all of your jurisdictions. The problem that we ran into last year is I was just so busy doing the RFP that I let it slip. And so some of your jurisdictions, particularly ones in northern Utah County, they didn't find out about this until like 10 days out. And I realized that that's not enough notice for cops to adjust their schedule. So we're going to schedule it now. So that's on everybody's training calendar. And so, I mean, we had good numbers this last year who we trained, but we know that we can reach more. So we will take care of that. The CJC Domestic Violence Conference is May. You can see that there. It's going to be at Snowbird. And then UPA's conference is going to be in Cedar City, those dates in June. So any questions on upcoming training?
At least in the next quarter.
Sheraton. The downtown Sheraton. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We learned our mistake last year. You know, Logan was great. People liked Logan, but it's just easier for that big of a conference and the crowd, you know, law enforcement and all the others that want to come to that to keep it solid. Want to report on Top Gun. I'll let Marilyn talk about this. This is kind of her baby. It's your baby. See, I'm causing my staff to expand and grow, and this is one of these opportunities.
Stretch.
Teaching them how to fish.
Stretch.
Exactly.
Yeah. I need a new fishing pole.
I gotcha.
And I didn't forewarn her because
you
were stressed about it.
Top Gun, it's an advanced trial skill, or an advanced train-the-trainer course that we felt would be a really good idea to keep our top trainers, faculty at BASIC, and those that have graduated from Train the Trainer, to keep their skills more sharpened more often than we have. In the past, it's kind of like every 5 years, and a lot of things can happen in 5 years. People leave, or we're not able to get around to everybody to give them an opportunity to train, to let them train and teach. So this is a way to keep that refreshed. So those of the faculty from BASIC, UPC staff, and some STAR students from graduates from Train the Trainer will be invited So it'll be a very small group, and it's mostly going to be targeted towards effective feedback. I was going to say critiquing, but it's feedback. There will be no faculty necessarily. Everyone will be a teacher. Everyone will be a faculty. We'll have a lead faculty member, most likely Steve. And so they'll be critiquing. So it'll be an intense two-day training away from the Wasatch Front or in some remote area where it's not our real destination, so people are very engaged.
They can't get away.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. And where there's no cell phone service. Yeah.
So what Marilyn like was...
Yeah.
So what we envision is that, you know, we're going to reteach some of the modules from Train the Trainer. And then what will happen, so the students and participants will train, and then we will have two students give feedback on the presentation itself, and then we will have two different students give feedback on the feedback. So that's what Marilyn was saying, that it's, you know, feedback on feedback. Because our faculty at Basic, you know, they're phenomenal, they're outstanding. It's just we can always improve the feedback skills that we give the students. And so that's why, you know, that's the format that we have come up with. We applied to NAPC for a $16,000 grant. It's funded by NHTSA. If we get that, then that will pay for virtually all of this course, so there really wouldn't be any funds spent by UPC. Maybe I think it may be up to $3,000 if we go to the maximum number of students that we have talked about. But since we want to keep it below 20, my belief would be is that the $16,000 grant from NHTSA would completely cover that, and we're looking at doing that in September. So it would be, you know, it's kind of a long range plan still, but we first need to find out if we get the grant.
Any questions about conferences?
Just a comment on that. If you have an opportunity to attend that, and Bob and Marilyn hate my saying this, because Train the Trainer is to train you to be a trainer, obviously, but the skills that you will learn there are also easily transferable to your advocacy skills, mm-hmm. or your presentations to judges, juries, whomever, even your county commission. You get into this critiquing, this feedback part, and it's applicable to your HR when you're handling problems that within your office or within your entity, and it's actually even effective with your kids and your grandkids. So I'm serious. It's a pretty cool deal, and the biggest part of it is if you do it correctly, it totally takes the emotion out of it. It's just as a matter of fact. So anyway, just a note.
And also this is the first program ever. I've had feedback from. I'll get some from Idaho, but I received feedback from a top trainer, Kimberly Overton, from South Carolina, in terms of setting up the curriculum and the agenda. So this is really a first time, this is a cutting edge thing that Utah will be doing. So hopefully after we are able to do this course, we'll take it to NAPC and launch it there or announce it there and see how it will go for other states.
So it's like I said, this was Marilyn's baby. I've tasked her to be, you know, kind of in charge of putting the agenda together. And as you've heard, she's reached out to other states, other top trainers. And so this has been her opportunity for growth, and she's, you know, really done a good job with this. So I appreciate her work on that.
Is this contingent on us getting the grant?
At this point, yes.
Oops. All right, Steve, tell us about the training committee. What are you guys doing?
As you'll find out later, we had just a couple things going on. So I actually grabbed the wrong file when I left my office as far as the notes from our retreat. But the training committee did meet. We met in Torrey, and we got a lot done. We got the fall conference pretty much set. As has been mentioned, you know, we've brought the spring conference back up to the Wasatch Front for attendance purposes. That will work. We made the assignments for all the other conferences, and I don't have a lot of details. We did talk about the the Top Gun thing as well. But we are, I mean, in good shape, obviously, with the legislature and the judiciary. We always have good topics to talk about. And so I think that everyone's going to be happy with the conferences coming up this year as well. I think that our attendance will continue to increase. Our evaluations are always solid. And anyways, again, if anybody has any input or recommendations, again, it's amazing. We'll brainstorm, and the number of topics we come up with, we can't even come close to addressing all of the issues that we want to address. So Rich Hamp is there from the Salt Lake DA's office. He's in charge of their training. And so a lot of times if there's something that's on top but we can't get to, they take and run with it. So we appreciate working with them. Again, we'd always love additional input for hot topics.
And I'm happy to report that Moab, the new Marriott down there, they're willing to honor the state rates. So doing what my boss has asked me to do instead of going to St. George. For any of the suggestions that were put out there from various committees, Moab was part of that instead of St. George. So instead of going to St. George this next year, we're going to Moab for three of the conferences. So we'll be at the brand new facility down there. They have a brand new convention center. I haven't seen it yet, but it's brand new, and they're willing to honor the state rates at the dates that I proposed so far. So I was really happy about that.
So and which conferences?
Go ahead.
OOMPA, Civil, and no, Fall is in
Provo. Oh, yeah, in Provo.
What's the other one?
The
training committee is going to be.
Oh, yeah, no, but.
The next training committee will be meeting down there. Let's so see. I guess that's my third event.
Yeah, Civil, OOMPA. Oh, no, I guess we're going twice. In the training committee.
Yeah. That's so, always an event for me, so.
Yeah, so, no. Oh, no, you have Fall with Moab.
Is it not Moab?
Oh, no.
Okay, yeah, so.
Fall is in Provo.
It's in Provo.
Yeah, so we'll make that update that change. Yeah, no, it's going to be at the Provo Convention Center.
It's at the Provo Marriott.
Oh, Provo Marriott, okay.
The Convention Center could not accommodate the dates that we had, so they referred me to the Marriott. So.
Okay, so on tab F, the 2018 schedule, we will correct that. So we are not going to Moab for the Fall Prosecutor Conference.
Okay.
We switch that back and forth. And now I've got one change here that I've always been hesitant, or a proposal that I've always been hesitant to bring up, but I think it's kind of important. We've been pushing our conferences further outside of the prime time to be able to satisfy and get the state rate off season, which usually is fall, and there's less daylight in the fall. Most of you might notice that. Anyway, there's a couple of conferences for which I receive agendas for, particularly the ones that happen to be in the Rocky Mountains in the winters at ski resorts. What they do is they actually start their conference early in the morning. They take a break at about 10 o'clock. They resume at about 3 or 4 and then go into the evening. So they're still the same number of hours. And so I know that one of the things that we like to do is to move our conferences around so that people get to enjoy and see the state. Well, if we go to Moab in October, by the time the conference starts and ends, it's dusk, and so there's not a lot to see. And so I didn't bring this up to the training committee because I didn't want to get anybody excited about it if UPC generally would not be in favor of doing something like that, where we get the same number of CLE hours, but we start early, we take a break in the middle of the day so people can enjoy the places where we go, and then we come back and work into the evening. Don't need a decision today, but something to think about. That's one of the reasons to go to those places, and if you don't have the ability to come in early or stay late, then basically you've traveled and the daytime hours have been spent in class, and then you eat.
And a lot of people bring their families.
Yeah, and so any thoughts on that?
I like the idea of ending the conference early enough to go do a fun adventure, but I just don't think people will come back from their adventure if you resend the evening, so I'd rather just...
Start at 6.
Go till 4, start in the morning, go till 4, and then just let them have at it, and bring it a little daylight, but I just don't think people cut their hike short to come back for the...
Well, but they've got to do the CLE. I mean, that's the, and so it's, we could, it's one of those where we could arrange it that, guess what, at 3 o'clock is your ethics, is the ethics class that you got to be back for. Anyway, but yeah, no, I understand that, but if they want their CLE, they've got to be present to win.
And just so you know, Jen, we did this with our NAPC conference for that very reason, is we had all these people coming out. Normally, we would be done at 5, well, you know, it's too late to see the canyon, so we did do that. We started a little bit earlier, had a three and a half hour break in the middle of the day, and then came back, and we may have lost one or two, but the vast majority did come back.
The search and rescue did locate them.
Yeah.
At least try it once and see how it goes.
I mean, if we bill it that way, and like Steve said, that's what I was thinking as he was talking, is we would either put our dynamic or certainly the ethics and civility after that break, so that if you're coming for that credit, you've got to come back.
Yeah, he set the agenda that way. Anyway. It'll draw people back, and especially with having to the ethics or civility. They'll be back in their ski bibs or whatever.
In their ski gear, yeah. Sometimes they do fall asleep at the time of the end of the last guy, but hey. That happens anyway, right?
No, we would
want the ski conferences.
That means that the afternoon sessions would have to be very dynamic and entertaining.
and again, you know, we can plan them that way. Yeah. You know, that's easy to plan.
And another option, and I'm sitting this far away from Marilyn because I know what her response is going to be. The other option is that we start way early in the morning, so that we get done earlier. So.
That's okay, Steve.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're trying to get throw anything at me?
That would be Jamie Bracken that would throw something at you.
That's true.
She's an 8:39, 9 o'clock gal.
Anyway, so if you'll think about that, obviously the conferences are, I mean, you know, are kind of on their way. This wouldn't be something that's going to happen next week.
Usually, but those places, people are staying on site.
Correct.
Right. So, I mean, it's getting up earlier right there, and then the hotel and the conference center is pretty close together, so.
And then you get some time, full time with your kids. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for your, all right, that's all the confusion I'm gonna add for right now.
Thank you. Okay, Marilyn, tell us about the UPAA report.
I'll let Haley do that.
All right, Haley, go ahead.
She's the chair, okay. We have decided a location, which is Cedar City, June 20th through the 22nd. We had two new positions come up, and Chris Stevens and Joelle renewed their terms. They're for another term. One thing that was brought up and was voted on, a motion for the bylaws to change for the co-chair and chair to 3 years versus two. And that was passed unanimously. And I would just ask maybe UPC board to make a motion to affirm our November 9th change for bylaws.
So for the 2 years to 3 years?
Right, 2 to 3, yeah.
Okay.
And we have a document for you to sign. To amend the bylaws.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Mr. Ferris makes the motion to change the 2 year term to 3 year term for UPA. Steve seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. That's all.
Okay. We need to choose a vice chair because I'm not going to do this the rest of my life. So
you're not?
Uh-huh. This isn't a lifetime appointment. It's a 2 year stint. This is my second time doing this. So if somebody could think of a vice chair, maybe somebody that's not here. Yeah, somebody's proxy you don't care about, something like that.
I would move that we select the person to your left.
Mr. Foot again?
Again, this is your time?
This is my second time, so you can have another turn too. I think Mr. Garside just nominated Mr. Foot again.
Second.
Should I nominate Mr. Garside?
Usually
he needs some time off.
Yeah, we usually do two counties between the cities, so you guys can straighten this out.
We have a second. I think we had a second from Mr. Ferris.
Yeah, Jan did. I heard that from Jan.
I think Mr. Foote would be lovely to do this again. So I move to cease any more nominations. All in favor of Mr. Foote, if he's willing. You willing?
Sure.
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Robert. That's our vice chair. All right.
Can I talk about the council membership? I mean, this is...
Sure.
So, I mean, as you all know, so Stephen Foote, maybe we have just renewed his term. His term is up, was up November 15th, but it can serve for 4 months. So Region 4 will be selecting at UCBA this afternoon. And then Scott, we want to thank Scott for his service. He is elected not to renew his term, which is up on January 10th. So Region 2 will be selecting a new council member. As I was looking at the regions, it's a tab A. And I think this is different than the way SWAP is broken up, isn't it? Do you guys? And so when you look at this, now this is no knock on, you know, Region 4, but when you look at who the members of Region 4 are, our most active members are Mark Thomas and Stephen Foote. Would there be a reason or a need to maybe relook at either changing the regions to reflect SWAP? Oh, I thought I included, oh, this calendar, I mean the state map. But to maybe add, you know, add some more, what's what I'm looking for, active members in that Region 4 area, or is there a need? I mean, Stephen,
it's just a long way to travel for those guys.
Yeah. Right, no, and I realize that. It's just even, and it's not even so much for council meetings, it's just even for UPC trainings and whatnot. Some of these people, you know, we just don't see a lot of support in terms of attendance. So I'm just throwing that out. So it's just, I don't know if it's...
I'd probably defer to those guys. I mean, Mike Olson's been to a couple.
Yeah. So anyway, that's really all I want to say about that. So we will be getting two new council members this afternoon. Oh, Mark's here. I forgot Mark had left.
Okay.
Yeah, so and maybe that is just something you guys want to talk about. But I'm just raising that as an issue.
You send out an email, we'll go to our next meeting and make sure, but if they don't show up, we may just vote without them.
Right, yeah.
And Scott, you'll get us a name or at least.
Okay,
thank you. So,
okay, anyway, that's all I wanted to say on that.
Okay. Okay, any other discussion about those issues from anyone? If not, let's go to Bob and Ron on IT issues.
Okay. So let me praise Ron here before I turn it over to him. So y'all know that, you know, we have the contract with Journal Technologies, and this is going to be a huge project, an ongoing project with Journal in terms of, tailoring the product to fit city and county needs and the questions and whatnot. And I knew I just was not going to have time. So I tasked Ron with being to the chair of the Oversight Committee, and he has done a great job. You can see who the members are. It's basically who was on our RFP committee. And anyway, I'll just leave it at that. Ron's, there's a narrative I had Ron send me, and so that's that information that's on page 4. But Ron, if you want to just, you know, let them know what's going on and field any questions.
Okay, so basically we're working now to get the MOAs and joinder agreements back from everybody. It's not too late to do that. And if anybody has any questions that you haven't have answered, just I will be glad to answer anything I can. If I don't know the answer, I'll find it.
I need a new contract. Mine always says draft all over it, so I need one that doesn't say draft.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm wrapped, no.
I thought we'd set
just the...
Okay, I'll get you into one.
Thank you.
And where we're at is we're right now working with Journal Technologies and meeting with them on a regular basis, either by phone or in person, and going over the what it is and what we need to make it to work for us. And so the first major thing meeting we had to talk about what we need to do, we talked about mostly security and how we have to, you know, how it has to be several levels, or whether it's per group, or how we have to do that. And pretty much got that sorted out so that the people that need access will have access to what they need, and if they shouldn't have something, they'll be able to be, security can be adjusted so that they won't see what they shouldn't be able to. Most of the people in the committee seem to think that everybody in the office could see everything. I thought maybe they'd say in juvenile cases that only certain people could see, so pretty much anybody that's in the office can see them, but maybe not edit. I don't know yet. That's still kind of up in the air exactly where that'll go, but security was a big full day thing, and then we talked about that for a while. And I think we've got it to where it'll be very granular enough that we can just make it work for everybody in their office, and we can assign different permissions to different people. The next step is to go through we're having a meeting that we're trying to get scheduled for later this month, that we'll just meet and talk about the intake process. And we actually have it's a live version, but it's test data available that we can actually go in and log in and see the system, what it looks like, and play with it, add a case, add documents, whatever we need to do to get a case started. And we're going to do that with everybody on the committee, actually entering the case and saying, okay, what's missing? What do we need to do? How does it need to change? Does this work for all of us? And that'll be one part of the process. We'll go through that for over a period of time. We'll go through that same kind of analysis for every piece of the thing, so we can make it work and look just like we need it to be, to make it so we have all the fields we need, we have all the data we need, we have it working in the way we need it to, so that it makes it as simple as possible to create a case and work through the whole case to the end. So that's kind of where we're at. We're just kind of working through those things. That's part of why I didn't realize at the time, but that they've got a base product and it works as it is, but it may not work like you want, like we want it to. It may not have, we may want to move a few things around or do things slightly different. So that's what's taking the time before we can implement it, is making sure it's fairly solid the way we want it. Because it can be adjusted to be just, for the most part, just the way we need it to go. And so we're going to take a little time, and that's what the time between now and implementation is, 6 months to a year, because it's going to take a while to work through all those different pieces of it to make sure it works properly for us. And once it does, then we can start implementing in different places.
One thing that Ron and I talked about, it didn't get in the summary here, is, you know, we have our committee, oversight committee, 4 attorneys, 2 admin, and yet we realize that it's really not the attorneys that are going to be entering in the majority of the data. So what we have talked about doing is, in terms of these test meetings where people are entering the cases, is bringing in admin, either additional admin staff from, you know, the offices that are currently represented, or reaching out to some of the other offices and seeing if they will allow us to use their admin staff to come in and be the testers. Because my guess is, Scott, you're going to do very little data input, right? I mean, you just want to know how it works and where you can access, but it's really going to be those admin folks that really need to be part of this. I think that's what we're going to do. Is, so like I said, the voting members will not be expanded, but the test group probably will.
Are you keeping PIMS up while we're waiting for this?
Well, PIMS will continue to work wherever it is until we get through this whole process. And quite frankly, if somebody doesn't want to participate, there's nothing that makes them have to. And PIMS will work for them as long as it does, but this body will be the people who will decide when we continue, whether we continue supporting PIMS after a while or not. That's for right now, I'm still supporting PIMS.
Thank you.
For those that have it.
Scott, you had something?
Can I mention 2 things that that may be in your summary, but I haven't read it, so mm-hmm. I don't know. One is when talking about customizing it for cities and counties. That's not per city and per county. That is, we're trying to come up with a product that we're going to get an off-the-shelf product, but we're making it as useful for all cities and counties as we can. So if you're hearing, hey, they'll come to my office and customize it, that's not the case. If you have input you want to give, now's probably the time to do it. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is on the security, is we're discussing what can I go look at Stevens County and see as far as what level of detail. And right now we're thinking, as long as I know there's a case filed in Juab County or up in Box Elder County, then I can contact them. We're not going to give full access to everything, and I I kind of think that's something that, as counties and cities, that's something we want to know right now if somebody has a feeling different than that.
Thanks, Scott. I,